We'll talk county business coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and as we usually do on the first Friday of a month, take a spotlight on an office in county government. And in for the Washington County Treasurer's Office this morning, we have the office holder, Treasurer Melissa Thornbrough, and also Jennifer Wingo in, First Deputy for the office. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And it's a busy time of year. I guess in many offices, it's busy all the time, but I think there are some offices that get a particular little rush of being extra busy certain times of year, and as I recall, this is kind of one of those times for you. Am I right, Melissa?
That's right. We are gearing up now for our June resale. That is coming up on June the 11th at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and it'll be there at the administration building. If you're interested in coming, you just show up at the at the treasurer's office. We'll give you a bidder number and get you all signed in and ready to go for that morning.
And that resale, basically, it's the sale of properties for which the property taxes are not only delinquent but haven't been paid in several years. Am I right?
That's right. These properties that are going this year have 2014 taxes on them, owing on them. They have to be 4 years delinquent before they can actually go to a resale process.
And I know that sometimes it can happen where legitimately people will sit back and say, gee, I thought my escrow company was paying that, and kind of a surprise. But I have to say, most of the time, it's likely somebody already knows what's going on.
It is. Unfortunately, a lot of them that go to the June resale are repeats. We usually see them every 4 years. Because usually if it's an escrow issue or something like that, we usually find it the year that it first becomes delinquent. The girls in the office are very good at, you know, doing research. If we see something that looks odd, that it's not paid, then, you know, we go above and beyond just trying to find people and figure out what the situation is that's, you know, caused it to go delinquent.
Yeah.
So.
And I have to believe, based again on what I have just talked with county officials, not only here but other places in the past, you work very hard to contact the property owner that should be responsible for the bill, whether they may pay it personally or the escrow company pays it, and say something to the effect of, did you realize this is not paid, right?
That's right. We actually, when we have mail returned, we go through it piece by piece and just try to figure out, you know, we do our own research and try to figure out what's happened with the property, whether something just didn't get filed correctly, or, you know, we mailed it to the wrong address, something like that. We just, you know, we would rather find it in the beginning year rather than it get all the way to the resale process.
Yeah, and so it is a process, and then the names, I believe, that the property owners are published. It's a public record that these properties owned by this individual, or at least at this address, are in the process of coming up for sale.
Right. We have to mail out. Actually, we have to mail out certified letters to everybody connected to the property, whether it be, you know, a mortgage holder, a lien holder, anything like that. We also have to publish it in the newspaper. That's our guidelines by statute, so mm-hmm. we have to do that. So, you know, we try to reach out to everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's, first of all, I think it's not only statute requires it, but it seems appropriate that you would make, you know, every effort to get things right before things go up for sale.
That's right. We would rather have the taxes paid than to have to go through the resale process.
And so would the taxing bodies, the school system, et cetera, that they're due the money.
Right, right.
So it is a lot of administrative details, but once you get down to the sale, walk me through the process. Everything is handled through your office, or does the Board of Commissioners come into play to approve the date and place of the sale and that sort of thing?
Everything is handled through our office for the June resale. It's all set by statutes again, so it's every county in Oklahoma has a resale on the second Monday in June at 9 o'clock. So it's pretty set in stone.
Okay.
How we have to run everything.
It's just one of those things that I see it come up every year.
Every year.
But it's just one of those things that if we haven't talked about it even for a year, sometimes either I or the listeners will say, what's going on and why?
Right. Right.
You have a staff that keeps track of a lot of different details. This is certainly one of them. How big is your office? How many people are in there?
I have 4 deputies in my office. So there's just 5 of us. And, we're a great team, I think. We all love to help people when they come in. People come in frustrated, lost. They've been sent to, different offices, and we're pretty good at either picking up the phone and calling to find out where they need to be, or, jumping on the computer and Googling to find out where they need to be. And so we have a great staff.
Well, I know that I've never had a problem with your office, but I do know that the crew works pretty hard.
Yes.
And I think they all realize that, yes, they're in county business, but they're also in the customer service business.
Right. Exactly.
And so you spend a lot of time with just trying to refresh up on people skills and they're coming in. There's a problem. At least they perceive a problem anyway. So how can we help you out?
Right. Exactly.
Sometimes it's a real problem. Sometimes it's a perceived problem. But either way, to them, it's a problem.
That's true, and we're there to listen to it, so.
can be, a situation that makes things a little tense for them. Once the sale goes on then, again, I'm trying to remember from previous times, there still is a time that the property owner can, my word, maybe not the legal term, redeem the property, right?
That's right. They actually have until June the 11th at 9 o'clock to pay the taxes. After the sale starts, then they can't come in to redeem it again.
Mm-hmm.
It can only be overturned by taking it to the district courts.
And that's not your policy. It's set by.
That's all set by state statutes.
Yep. It is kind of this. I'm sorry. This is it is. We can argue it all we want, but this is the way it is.
This is how we have to do it.
Yeah, that kind of limits you a little bit. Well, again, we're talking with Melissa Thornborough, and haven't heard yet from Jennifer, but we'll get her in the conversation somewhere along the line when we continue on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Again, AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, a community connection focusing on the Washington County Treasurer's Office. So far, we've been talking with Melissa Thornborough, the County Treasurer. First Deputy Jennifer Wingo, again, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And the sale, there is a process that people can expect when they come to a sale like this one. And I put a smile on my face. Something like, come in, mystery guest, sign in, please, right?
Something like that, yeah.
How does it work?
They can show up as early as 8 a.m. and they'll fill out a bidder sheet and we'll get them a bidder number. And then when the sale starts at 9 a.m., all the sale is starts at either 2/3 the assessed value or the taxes, whichever is least. and it is an open auction, so people will bid. They can take it up to wherever, you know, whatever the limit they want to spend. It is a cash auction, so at the time that they win that bid, they step forward to the front of the room and they pay for the bid, and then we go on to the next property. And we do that until all the properties are gone. This year we have 92 right now still left on the sale, so it might take a little longer than normal. We'll get through it, and then the deeds will all be issued to those people by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And I'll call them when they're filed, and they'll come pick them up because we take care of the filing.
Okay. And just as far as you said, it's a cash sale, although I think you can take property or forms of payment other than actual cash money. Probably if it was for, pulling a number out of the air, $75,000, they didn't walk in with 75 actual dollar bills in their pocket.
Actually, the statutes say it actually has to be cash.
Okay.
So they really have to bring in dollar bills.
Okay.
But we have security on staff, obviously, with the county sheriff's office, and they come in and provide security for us during the sale so that no one has anything to worry about.
Okay. Clearing a misunderstanding in my mind. Okay. that's it. That actually literally is cash dollars.
Literally, yeah.
Is, I guess, good to know, particularly if the bidders are coming with something other than that. They'll take my check. No, they won't either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can pay the taxes with a check, but this is a cash sale.
But this is a cash sale, yeah. Mm-hmm. The legislators, when they wrote the statutes, that's how they put the language in there, so that's what we have to follow.
And I can, in one sense, certainly see that, because you're trying to get a transaction completed that day as opposed to waiting for a check to clear at the bank. So
right.
I guess I can understand their, what I believe was probably their reasoning for that one.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think so.
Yeah. And then, like you said, within a few days, roughly a week, that the transaction is actually complete and everything's done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If the property owner of record hasn't redeemed the property, are they eligible to be part of the bidding that day?
No, actually not.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. There's actually an attorney's general opinion that says that if you have a moral obligation to pay the taxes, that you're not allowed to bid. So that also means you can't send in your spouse or your son to purchase your property.
Yeah. Okay. Your chance was to pay the tax the first time, and mm-hmm. you know, otherwise, I'm not saying you get a bargain, but at least you're not avoiding what you should have already paid.
Correct.
Yeah. So this is something that goes on every year, and hopefully you'll get it whittled down to a shorter list than it is as of this Monday morning anyway.
Absolutely.
Maybe some few people hearing that saying, oh, that is coming up. I really need to get in there and take care of it. Looking at some of the other things that your office does, and I know this is still our primary topic of conversation, are there a few other deadlines coming up for folks on anything else that has to do with the treasurer's office? I can't immediately think of anything, but I thought I'd at least run that out there.
We have publications of the 2017 real estate taxes that will be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I think those publish in August.
So, taxes for mm-hmm. business, mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is another item coming up within the summer months anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But again, do you have to be a resident of the county? Could you, if you live in Nevada County, Osage County, Tulsa County, you're still an eligible buyer as far as your sale is concerned.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Anybody can come in and bid.
Yeah. And so it can be, I guess, an interesting thing to, probably not a lot of people in the room if you're just there as a spectator. You probably would want qualified bidders only in the room, I would guess.
Right. Our room is limited space, and it gets pretty crowded down there, so.
Okay, well, it is, again, coming up on the
June the 11th
okay.
at 9 o'clock.
Okay, and again, hopefully if you are delinquent on your property taxes, you have up until a day or two before that to get it done.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, again, thank you so much for coming in this morning. If people have questions regarding anything having to do with money, chances are you're the point of contact.
That's right. Yes, they can call our office, and we'll do our best to help them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Again, our topic of conversation, the tax sale coming up from the County Treasurer's Office, and we've got news on the way in just a bit on 1400 K1. We're just talking with customers at the Gusher Car Wash. Why'd you come out today?
It's a beautiful day to be out right now.